This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Very good. Yes.
It's very hot. We have a very exciting show for you today. We have an in-house guest, and we have other guests that we will be talking with, and we'll also be talking about feng shui again, our ongoing discussion about how the outside world affects your life and your health and your destiny.
The invisible world.
The invisible.
And we also talk a little bit about nutrition. And I have a couple things that to recommend for people who like dairy products, which is not very good. But goat's milk are good. And I'll give you some number that you can order from this farm. Had unpasteurized goat's milk, which is very, very much easier to digest and have a lot of good source of protein for people. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our first guest today, he is from Texas. Chang, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm good.
Why don't you tell us what you do and how you came about to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I was a system admin living in Dallas, Texas. I did not know how to treat myself, I guess. I overworked and overused my brain and stressed myself to the point where I had anxiety and couldn't sleep for about 1 month. It was starting about this time last year. And then I went to see the internal medicine doctor, several of them, and they prescribed me benzodiazepine, and antidepressant. I took the benzodiazepine. It helped me at first, and eventually my body built tolerance to it and increased the dosage up to the point where the short-acting one, is called lorazepam, was no longer working. And then I decided to do some research by myself and found on the internet that the Valium would be a better one that would last longer, that it was able to keep myself calm. Then I suggest the doctor to change it to Valium, and then at the same time taking the Prozac, which is the antidepressant, and I was able to calm down probably 2 months later. Then I knew that it was not good to be on benzodiazepine. Then near last December, I began a withdrawal procedure. I purchased the withdrawal manual from a lady called Amy Houston in New Hampshire, and she recommended me to order that. It was called the Austin Manual to help me to taper down and to withdraw the benzodiazepine. And by the first of this year, January, to be the middle of January, I was completely withdrew from Valium, which was benzodiazepine. And then 2 weeks later, I had tinnitus, which was a side effect from the benzodiazepine withdrawal. But I was still on Prozac for about a month later because they said I should not have withdrawn from both medication at the same time. Then I was looking for other alternative. I went to see the ENT doctors in February, and he found some waxes in my ear, and he said the wax caused the tinnitus.
You had those wax for a long time already.
Yeah, I had the wax on a long already. Then he took out the wax and he said, "You know, the tinnitus should have gone away a month later." And 2 months later, I went back to see him, and he said it was just the aging process that caused tinnitus.
You're not that old, okay?
Yeah, I'm only 45.
Yeah, not that old.
And he said there was nothing he could do, and he wanted to give me the benzodiazepine back to kind of calm my ear ringing, and I said no.
That's what caused it.
Yeah. Then I went through all alternative medicines, acupuncture, and then Chinese herbal medicine.
How many acupuncturists have you tried over in Texas?
Texas, I had one, two. I had tried three in Texas, and then I came to California on July 1st this year, and I tried about four of them already.
In here. Okay.
When I hit acupuncture first, it kind of helped me. Only a few days, my body was adjusting to it, and it seemed to adapt to it, and it was no longer working. Then I called Amy Houston, the lady I purchased my supplement while I was withdrawing from benzodiazepine. She heard about Dr. Tong. She had her client that tried him before, and it was a remarkable result. And then I decided to search on the website and found his number and call him up and make an appointment to see him. And my first treatment was remarkable, where I could only sleep 1 hour that night before, and I was able to sleep like 8 and 9 hours after that first treatment.
Mm. That was good.
How many treatments have you had so far?
I had about five, including today.
What other improvements? What other things besides the sleeping and the anxiety? You had also pain as well?
Yeah, I had my back pain had been bothering me for about 4 or 5 years, and it probably due to the stress, and then like Dr. Tong suggests, the kidney weakness. And then, my back pain seemed to go away somewhat, but except the right side, still a little bit on the right side. That's
but
all.
A lot better than before, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is an amazing story. So are you off all your benzos and the Prozac now?
He was off
before. I was off, completely withdrew from two medications back in March. And the recovery process, it's... From the awesome, some of the information from the website, it could take about up to 2 to 3 years to still have the withdrawal symptoms like palpitations and anxiety, insomnia, and
that's what you had when you first came, the palpitation, the anxiety, and the insomnia.
Yeah.
Yes. But you don't have much of it now, right?
No. I had like electricity running all over my body when I first came.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is what is kind of the fallacy of Western medicine. I think he was taking the benzos and the Prozac to treat the anxiety and insomnia, and it ends up being that he ends up getting this as a side effect of the withdrawal, because you don't want to be on benzos for the rest of your life.
Remember Dan from Louisiana?
Yes, this was
okay.
a few years ago.
Dan was also a young guy from Louisiana. He was hooked onto benzodiazepine, Xanax and Valium and so forth. And he was suicidal, very, very suicidal. And he, before he came, he was in the emergency room 4 times, hospital 3 times. They shocked him. They did all kinds of stuff. They shocked him 11 times, which is a very, very bad experience, okay? But anyway, it took me 4 days to cut out his suicidal tendency. He was better, went home next day, came back suicidal again. Then I treated him, he was better, went home and come back next day. And then finally, on the Tuesday, which is like 4th treatment later, okay, I was able to calm him down. He was able to go home and not depressed and nor suicidal.
Yeah, being hooked on benzos is a very scary thing. We had a few patients, and it's very hard to treat, I think, because it's...
Doctors do not know the
problem. It's very, very harmful, yes.
Yeah.
Now, the electricity running through your body, how is that now? Do you still feel that? Or?
I don't feel that anymore. I had some tingling at the central canal through my body, to my back. When I came here, and I don't feel that anymore.
And you had this electricity, this symptom for how long?
Well, I moved to California at first, and I starting maybe be lack of exercise and things along with it too. I was at home. I did regular exercise like 3-4 times a week, and I didn't have that luxury here when I moved when I kind of stay in California. But then my body became weaker and weaker for some reason, due to the climate and change and stuff, and I knew I got weaker and weaker, and then before I thought I was not going to be able to survive through the month, and then I came to see Dr. Tong, and it was remarkable.
Okay.
That's wonderful. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call if you have any questions at 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 800-336-2225. I think we have our guest on the line, Lorraine. Let's get her on the line. Hello, is Lorraine there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I live in Southgate, that's in California, and I'm retired. I'm 81 years old.
Oh, 81 years young, you mean?
Well, I try to think that way.
Southgate, and you're retired, okay. And can you kind of give us a summary of like what happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I was having problems with my eyes for about 4 years. It started out with a few little floaters, and it gradually got worse and worse. And about 4 years ago, that's when it started, about 4 years ago. But about 4 months ago, I woke up one morning, and it was like I had a film over my eyes. And so then, along with the floaters, I had this cloudy vision. And I began listening to Dr. Tong about 6 months ago, and I thought, well, I need to call Dr. Tong, but I kept putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I came down with the case of the shingles about a month ago, so then that got me on the ball.
Mm.
And I called and made an appointment, and I've had one treatment, which was last Monday.
One treatment, okay.
And the cloudiness has gone away. I still have the floaters, but I'm going to see Dr. Tong again next Tuesday, and I'm hoping that some of those floaters will disappear. But also, I was having some mild depression because of a lot of things that are going on in my life, and that has gone away.
And yes, very good.
Yeah. Yes, my son, who drove me there, when he picked me up, he said, "Well, I don't know what happened, but you sure look a lot more relaxed."
Yes.
So, Lorraine, my energy level is way up, even in the heat.
Wow, yes. That's good.
Yeah, I've been cleaning house real good, that I was kind of putting off and just doing things halfway. And I know that I'm looking forward to my next treatment because I want to get rid of these floaters. And
you will.
And everything looks brighter. I look out the window, and it's not like I'm looking through a dirty window anymore.
Right. Eyes get clear and brighter. That's a very common side effect, quote-unquote, of Dr. Tong's treatment. You can see much clearer. And your thinking, how's your thinking? How's your clarity and concentration?
Well, good. And like I say, the depression is gone, and I feel like, I feel more optimistic about the things that are happening in my life. And for a while I was feeling hopeless, and now I don't feel that way. I feel like there's something good going to be happening.
And this is after one treatment.
Yes.
And this was like a week ago almost.
Last Monday, not even a week.
So it lasted, see?
It does last. Mm-hmm. Lorraine, did you try anything before seeing Dr. Tong? Because you've been...
No, it's like I told Dr. Tong, I don't go to doctors. I've seen what they've done to some of my friends, and I'm afraid of them.
Yes.
All my friends that are my age, most of them are they go to the doctor all the time, and they think I'm crazy because I'm not running to the doctor all the time.
You're not crazy. You're very smart.
But they're all walking around dizzy and lightheaded. And like I told Dr. Tong, I can still climb a 6-foot ladder to trim my trees and bushes. And my friends, they can't take 2 steps up without holding on to something. And
you know, Lorraine, you don't even sound 81 years young.
Well, I have a big house that I take care of myself, and I do all my own yard work. I don't mow my lawn. I have a gardener that mows my grass. But it's Dr. Tong told me my problems were anger and stress
and frustration,
and that's true. And I know that, like I say, the treatment helped me so much. I feel so much more optimistic and hopeful.
And you're not as angry now, right?
Well, I didn't realize I was angry until you told me that, and I started thinking about the things that are making me angry, and I decided I wasn't going to let that happen anymore.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, but you now look at the things that make you angry. It doesn't make you angry anymore.
No, I think, it's not worth it.
Yeah, you know why is that true? Okay, let me explain, both in Chang's case and your case. My treatment, all it does is, number one, you got to realize that you are a living spirit. Okay, you are managing a physical project we call the body. The body can survive, have energy to live, be happy, because the spirit is in the body. When we do something wrong in life, it blocks your spirit, blocks you from entering that body. Almost like a CEO unable to control his or her own company.
His employees.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Then this physical part doesn't act like what you want it to act. Okay, so when I bring the spirit back in the body, you have energy, you're happy, you are yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before you are not yourself, and drugs, any kind of drugs, even aspirin. So don't ever listen to those experts saying the aspirin is good for your heart disease.
No.
Not okay. Yeah,
no.
it's terrible. Okay.
I believe that completely. And when I heard you for the first time on the radio, I thought, oh my goodness, my prayers have been answered. Here's a doctor that heals that just doesn't give you a lot of drugs, and they, like I was telling you, my friends, they give them a drug, the doctor gives them one drug for an ailment, and then they have to give another drug to counteract the side effects.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And you think about it, you don't go see these doctors. Look at how healthy she sounds.
Exactly.
You know, and she can do everything she can do because she's not on all that medication.
Yes, yes. And I've always believed in good nutrition, and doctors, they don't even tell you about proper nutrition. In fact, I had one doctor call me a food faddist because I talked about eating properly. So.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
It was my husband's doctor, and he was telling the doctor, well, my wife goes to the health food store, and she buys me whole grain cereals and so on and so forth. And the doctor said, oh, she's one of those food faddists.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for calling.
And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. 855-568-6664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We're going to take a couple minutes break, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225. You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
Hi, Chef Les Kincaid here, inviting you to tune in each Saturday from noon to 1:30 Pacific to Lifestyles Las Vegas, where I have an array of talent from the worlds of food and wine and a host of celebrities that perform right here in town. You'll also find my favorite subjects on my website, leskincaid.com. That's Les Kincaid's Lifestyles Las Vegas, each Saturday from noon to 1:30 Pacific, right here, coast to coast on CRN.
What do you think? How do you feel? Give us a call and tell us about it. It's toll-free, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call. Join us on CRN today, 1-800-336-2225.
Well, welcome back to our show. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. This is Elaine, your co-host. We had Cheng with us and Lorraine. Cheng is from Texas, and he's been suffering from severe anxiety for about a year, and he was on benzodiazepines for half of that time. And after trying to withdraw from benzodiazepines, he actually developed symptoms that he was trying to initially treat, such as palpitations, anxiety, insomnia.
Side effects of the drugs,
withdrawal from the drug, and tinnitus.
Which is worse than his original symptom.
Right, because it's actually intensified because you're withdrawing from the drug. And then we spoke with Lorraine, who has only had one treatment with Dr. Tong. She suffered from floaters for 4 years, and 4 months ago her eyes became very cloudy. And one treatment and her eyes have cleared up considerably. Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-800-336-2225. Now, do we want to talk to Cheng about the...
Actually, I have one question on the girl that referred you to me. How did you meet her?
I bought the... last year when I was withdrawing from benzodiazepine, there was a company in Houston, Texas, called Neurogenesis. They have a website to they develop a supplement called Neural Recovery to help people withdraw from benzodiazepine. It has H5TP. Glutamine and some other amino acids that try to give the nutrients to the brain. And she recommended me to take those while I was withdrawing from benzodiazepine. And I seemed to do well along with the supplement. However, after I completely withdrew, I stopped taking the supplement and probably it wouldn't last me long to realize that the withdrawal symptom, this is called protracted withdrawal symptom, where people withdrew from it for years and can the symptoms still return.
Yeah, they don't disappear like 2 or 3 years. Dan had it for many more than 3 or 4 years. The patient that came from Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah, it is not a withdrawal symptom while we are withdrawing from the drug as such. The protracted means it can lapse for a year or maybe 6 months later. Mm-hmm. The symptoms can return after that time.
Yeah. So the lady refer you to me really didn't know me at all?
No, she didn't know. She had a patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had a patient that came here before, and she told me that she had a remarkable result.
Okay.
Okay, we have a caller from Hemet, Olga. Hello, Olga.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Is your TV on?
Is your TV on, Olga?
I'm going to lower. Hold on.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Olga is from
Hemet.
Okay.
I'm walking here, and I heard the subject about benzodiazepine.
Uh-huh.
I've been on them for 15 years.
15 years.
And I'm up to, what I do is, it's so bad that I won't sleep without it. I have, it's a 0.5 milligram each. So I take all four of them at night time before going to sleep. And
wow.
I take 2 doxepin with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just knocked me out, you know. But recently I was in the hospital. I really overdosed on it, you know.
Oh.
I was so depressed, you know. I overdosed. Not just on that. I just, you know, I got a couple drinks, and you don't mix drinks with that. It's just,
yes, that's not very...
Not good.
Yeah. This is the fifth time already that
I overdosed.
That, and then I wind up in the hospital, you know, and then I stop for a while. And it accelerates. So I did ask the doctor, I said, can you put me somewhere or something? I heard bad things about benzodiazepine. It really, you know, makes you not yourself. I feel like I'm not myself, you know, like I'm living somebody else's life.
Yes.
And, you know, so the doctor says, no, you cannot come off because you've been that for so long on them, you know.
That's not true.
It bothers me. It bothers me, you know.
Okay, listen, Ogar, it's not true that you cannot come off it. You can come off it, especially if you live in California. The chance of you, with my help, to get off it is 99%. Okay, I can help you reduce all your withdrawal symptoms, and I can help you get rid of it so you feel yourself, so you don't have the depression, so you don't get back, you know, 5 times overdose. One of the time you're going to make it. That's not very good.
It's very scary.
Okay, and right now, like I say, you know, before earlier, you are not yourself because what happened with the stress, with the work, with the diet that you are eating, you block yourself, you block your spirit, which is your true self, from entering the physical body. So right now, the physical body really do not feel like Olga. Okay,
yeah.
I can make you feel like Olga. I can make you happy. Just like Lorraine. Lorraine was mildly depressed and couldn't see too well. With just one treatment, she's happy, she's energetic, she's no longer angry. Okay, now with you, I may have to struggle a little bit, but you will feel better the first time.
Uh-huh.
You know, how much better, I cannot tell, okay?
What is the process, sir, that you use, doctor?
Oh, you know what? We have only 60 seconds for the next
break,
and I'll explain. You know, stay tuned. Okay, listen to our program. I'll explain a little bit how I get how I cure all this depression.
Yes. Can you hold on the line, Olga? We'll be back with you. We're gonna have a little break for a little bit. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225. If you have any questions for an appointment, 714-556-8664. We'll be here till 2 p.m. Pacific time. Again, that's 714-556-8664.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
We were over our heads in credit card debt and looking for a way out.
A number of companies said they would help us, but they were only interested in charging huge upfront fees and putting us further into debt.
Credit Guard of America was different.
Credit Guard of America won't put you further into debt. As a nonprofit service, we've helped thousands of people for over 11 years. We work with you and your creditors to reduce your monthly payments so you can get on with life.
Credit Guard of America cut my monthly payments in half.
They cut my interest rate from an average of 23% to 8%. Some even went to zero.
I'll be out of debt in 4 years instead of 20. Credit Guard of America saved me over $13,000 in interest fees alone.
Call now to reduce your monthly payments. Cut the interest rates on your credit cards by up to half and get your unsecured debt paid off years earlier.
Don't you owe it to yourself to work with a real nonprofit service? Call now to find out how to receive a free credit report. Certified counselors are standing by.
Call 800-471-8685.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the L.A. County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, welcome to our show. We're Freedom from Pain with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. The first half of the hour, we had a couple guests with us. Chang, he's an in-house guest. He came from Texas, suffered from a year of anxiety, lower back pain for 4 to 5 years, and was on benzodiazepines for over almost the whole year. And after trying to withdraw from the benzos, he had withdrawal symptoms.
Worst side effects,
the withdrawal from the benzos, which included palpitations, tinnitus, insomnia. He came to California looking for acupuncturists and was recommended to go see Dr. Tong, and he has had 5 treatments with Dr. Tong and has seen great improvement. We also spoke with Lorraine, who is 81 years young, and she suffered from floaters in her eyes for 4 years, and 4 months ago she suffered from cloudiness in her eyes. She has had 1 treatment with Dr. Tong, and her vision has improved tremendously since the treatment, and it's still, she's had the treatment Monday, 1 treatment, and she's so much better.
It's also depression better, more energy,
right,
and more mellow.
And yes, and she sounds so healthy.
She's
in tune. She's in tune with her anger that she didn't really realize she had, and that anger comes actually from the liver being weak.
Yes,
which causes the symptoms.
That's how
of the
I guess. Yes.
Right.
So she may not be angry, but she was frustrated.
And then stressed.
You internalize all the frustration.
Be easily irritable,
mm-hmm.
Irritated, annoyed.
And one thing is that she said that she avoids seeing doctors, and that's one of the reasons why she is healthy.
Because she said her friends are dizzy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also had a caller, Olga. Is Olga still there? Olga?
Yes, I'm still.
Hi, thanks for waiting. Now, Olga has been on benzos for 15 years, and you had a question on how Dr. Tong can help you with the withdrawal. Is that correct? Because Olga has OD'd 5 times.
Okay. Yes. In fact, I have another patient by the name of Olga who's been a long-term patient of me. Back 14, 15 years ago, I did not know how to treat manic depressive and depression, suicidal thought and stuff like that. She was on 7 different medications besides lithium, benzodiazepine, Prozac, and everything else, okay? Yes. She couldn't stand the medication. She tried to withdraw from the medication. Both times she ended up, during the time that I was taking care of her pain, but I did not treat her depression because I didn't know how to do it, like 15 years ago. Anyway, she ended up in the hospital for about 10 days, and with the threat from the psychiatrist that if she did it again, he would not take care of her. Well, for Medicare reasons, she stopped seeing me for 14 years. During those 14 years, she stopped twice again, tried to withdraw from the drugs, and ended up in hospital for 10 days. She came back to me in 2000, February, with 1 treatment. All her depression symptoms were gone. She was able to stop all 7 drugs the next time, the second time. And she was happy. Unfortunately, you cannot hear the patient interviews. I recorded her interview, mm-hmm. but something wrong with our website that you cannot hear that.
Yeah, we have to fix it. I'm getting on that. We have to talk to our server.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I can help you. And when you come over here, I'll explain to you how I can clear the blockage, which is are the antennas on your body that receive you, okay? Mm-hmm. Once you click the blockage, then your spirit go right into the body, and you feel like yourself. And you have more control, more discipline, happier, and you feel like the real Olga. The real Olga had not been with you.
Olga, do you have our number?
Yes, I also was going to say that I moved from Florida to here, and my doctor in there, I have all kinds of problems with like arthritis, blood circulation, my blood pressure. Last time he just measured 2 days ago was 150/98, and he didn't even seem to care.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I said, I'm also in a lot of pain, and if I don't take any medication, I just sat there like a zombie staring at the walls, gained 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Just about a month.
Yes.
So I begged him. Right now, I'm taking. I even added more fuel to the fire. I'm taking Percocet to get me going.
Okay, Olga. To keep this short, okay. I can treat pain. I can treat memory, vision problem,
he's gonna
hearing
treat
problem.
Whole person. He's not
every
just
symptom. Okay, is part of your something wrong with you, and has to be treated. You cannot just treat the depression and not treat the pain.
Right.
The pain is much easier to treat. The first time you feel better, 99% the first time you feel better. It happens.
And
with
you'll have more energy.
Yes.
I mean, everything will. Let me give you our number, okay, Olga?
Yeah.
It's 714-556.
Uh-huh. 8664. Okay, I already had that marked down.
Okay.
Yeah. Continue to listen to our program every week. Then you'll see that what I'm telling you are not exaggeration. 90%, over 90% of people with pain feel a lot better the first time.
Okay.
Doctor, is that acupuncture?
It's a very strong form of acupuncture.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because somebody from New Jersey, this man is really a wise man. He never drank or smoked or nothing in his life. And he knows my story.
Okay.
I mean, how many times I was in the hospital. He suggested.
Yeah, listen, Olga, okay.
Somebody that can treat you without drugs.
Okay,
right,
Olga,
right.
Okay. Our guest, Chang, have almost 8 different acupuncturists, and which did not help him. But my very first treatment gave him remarkable relief, and you should receive the same thing.
Olga, continue to listen, okay? We have some other callers on the line.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. We have John from, where's John? Is John on the line? John's a caller? Oh,
Joe.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe?
Yes.
Hi, where are you from, Joe?
Buena Park.
Okay, you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to have Dr. Tong address the vitamins issue.
Okay.
What does he think? I need his professional viewpoints.
Are you one of my patients that I tell you that vitamins are no good? Okay.
No, I'm not a patient yet,
doctor. Oh, okay. Okay, great. Okay, good thing you asked, okay? We take so much vitamins, health food, glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate. In my opinion, they are not very good because they don't have life. Only wholesome, fresh food. When you pick an apple from a tree that's ripe, have life, the qi that the Chinese that we need. We need 5 different kinds of qi. Fire qi, wood qi, metal qi, earth qi, water qi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Fire qi is good for your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Water qi is good for your kidney.
Right.
Okay? Apple have earth qi, which is good for the stomach. Okay, so we eat things for qi,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we use. Qi give us the life to think, to do other life functions.
Well, also I think whole food supplements, those help.
Yeah, the whole food, okay, if we want B complex, take yeast. Okay, there's a company with which we dispense a standard process. They use whole food supplements. Instead of giving you B complexes, they give you yeast. Liver and any whole food,
mm-hmm.
okay, that has all the high in B complexes,
which is in the natural proportion. Because
that's right.
As we've talked about before, not all the vitamins have been discovered.
That's right.
So
then you're missing some of the unknown vitamins when you take vitamin
and
formula.
And it goes out of proportion with what's in your body.
Our balance.
Right.
Okay. That's number one. Our balance. Number two, it doesn't have qi. And number three, it has lacking all the unknown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Vitamins are not good. You look at all the vitamins we take in the United States, okay? How healthy are the Americans?
And
look at Africa.
For
you
instance,
know.
Like vitamin C, if you take too much, you're just going to end up peeing it out anyway.
You look at primitive countries that don't take any vitamins. Hansa land, primitive part of Africa or China, they are very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Eat wholesome food. Vitamins are not very good.
Did we answer your question, Joe?
Yes, you have. I'll further my thought on that thinking. I keep hearing people taking the Super C. Or ester C.
Not very good, okay? Because
all right,
nature.
I got your message, Doc.
Yeah, if
you're
nature.
You're the first one that I ever heard put such information out about vitamins. Thank
good.
You, sir.
Okay, you're welcome.
We have Sunshine from, is it Esther Park?
Sunshine?
Fraser Park, sorry. Sunshine?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
How are you?
Good,
good.
Are you?
How are you?
Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful program you got on.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
God bless you both.
I agree.
Yeah,
beautiful program,
right
yeah.
You. You have a question for us?
Excuse me?
You have a question for us?
May I please?
Yes.
Okay, and thank you from my heart. From my heart, this is... That's what my complaint is.
Your heart.
Yes. I went into the hospital in May.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart was beating 325.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm not lying to you.
Listen okay.
To okay, I got all the papers and everything here just if you need proof.
Mm-hmm. We believe you.
Now, the thing is this. Then it went down to 22.
Mm.
Ooh.
And then they, I'll tell you how I got it back up. Okay, I got it myself out of bed, and I walked the hall to pick it back up, the heart.
Mm.
Now, what's the doctor again? Got me on this here. I'm going to have to spell it to you.
So when you went to the hospital, your heart rate was at 325, so they probably gave you some medication, right?
All kinds.
And then it went down.
What they done to me.
Uh-huh.
All right, there was 8 doctors in the emergency room. They didn't know whether to arrest me, but honey, this wasn't the first time. I had already, so many operations. I refused to get cut open one more time.
Okay, Sunshine, let me try to summarize what's wrong, okay? Using drugs actually make you worse. The reason why your heart beats so fast, because your heart's lacking that energy. So you try to get extra beat to pump more circulation, more oxygen to the heart itself, okay? But when the heart gets so tired, then you cannot beat anymore. It went down to 20, okay? You need natural stuff. You need the chi. You need your mind and spirit back to the body. Mm-hmm. And I can help. Yeah, I can help you with.
I eat a whole thing of cottage cheese every night.
Oh. Okay.
I eat cheese.
Okay. Chi,
like
we're talking about Sunshine.
Where do you, doc?
Yeah. Sunshine, we can help you. Do you have our number?
Yeah, but I can't get out. I'm blocked. That's why I'm calling this number.
Oh, okay.
Now, my doctor gave me.
You know what you can do? Try to find transportation. You can come to see me. I can help you, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because over the phone, I cannot give any advice for your condition to really help you at all.
So
I can't read off the medication?
Yeah, it won't help you, okay?
Yeah.
Because, all right, this is now please listen to me for 1 minute before I die. the thing is, okay, my heart is still going fast, and then slow down, going fast.
Sunshine, yes, we understand.
But I think I got...
Sunshine.
Listen, okay, we don't have that much time because I cannot really help you on the air, okay? You have to find somebody that can,
if you can get someone
to take us,
we'll give you the number. If you have a friend, then you can call the office. It's 714-556-8664. They can call the office. If they can get you here, Dr. Tong can help you. Okay, Sunshine? And you can bring your whole list of medications.
Okay.
Okay, let's get Becky on the line. Hello, Becky?
Hi,
Becky.
Thanks for waiting.
That's
Becky.
Okay. I was supposed to be on the show last Saturday.
Right.
And I went out to the grocery store forgetting about the time change.
Yes, it's okay. Becky is from West Virginia. Her husband was actually with us a couple weeks ago, Martin.
Right.
And
that was the third time he came back.
How is Martin doing?
Well, he's doing actually very well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But Becky came with Martin the very first time about a year and a half ago. I'm not intending to have a treatment, but then you find out how good the treatment to your husband is. Then you decide to take a treatment and tell us what was the problem and what did I help you with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I came out there, besides having pain in different areas of my body, I also had what's irritable bowel syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Which is not a fun thing to have. I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what I would eat, whatever I ate triggered the sensation that I had to go to the restroom. And, of course, I always did and had diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're constantly having that kind of problem, then you also need very, very soft toilet paper.
Mm.
And also then, you get to the point to where very uncomfortable.
And how long did you suffer from this for?
I would say for at least I can remember back at least 7 years.
7 years. Okay.
How often do you have them?
Oh, it would be like I would eat breakfast, and sometimes I would have to make a stop at the rest stop before I even got to school to go. If I ate lunch, shortly after that. No matter what I would eat, mm-hmm. it would trigger. And okay. even sometimes, even if I didn't eat something, mm-hmm. I would have, you know, the ear, mm-hmm. you know, have to go run mm-hmm. to the bathroom, run to the bathroom.
Okay, Becky, we're going to take a little break. We'll get back to you in a couple minutes, okay? Stay on the line. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. We'll be back with you in a couple minutes.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
What have you got cooking this summer, hmm? The Penny Saver, California's best red publication, can help with your dining plans. Whether you're making dinner for your family or just making reservations, the Penny Saver offers the best values from local grocers and restaurants to fill your belly without emptying your wallet. Check the Penny Saver each week for valuable grocery, restaurant, and pizza coupons so you can make a great dinner, take the family out to dinner, order a pizza, or have lunch on the fly without breaking the family bank. The Penny Saver is so easy to use, and grocers and restaurant owners, there's no better place to advertise than the Penny Saver. The Penny Saver, where the best values are just around the corner, and PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
Welcome back to our show. Okay, is Becky still there?
Yes, I'm
here. Hi, Becky.
Here,
sorry we cut you off. So, basically, Becky, you've been suffering from irritable bowel syndrome for about 7 years.
Yes, that's
having
correct.
It daily with almost each meal, diarrhea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, I would, at times, I would skip a meal
mm-hmm.
just so to be able to mm-hmm. not have to deal with
right.
problem.
And this is hard because you're a teacher, so it's not like you can go to the bathroom whenever you want to go. That poses
she
a problem.
Have, I think
yes.
pain and mm-hmm. probably some stress and depression.
So you came to California with your husband.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, having some, I was having my problem, and mm-hmm. doctor...
you also had acid reflux, is that true?
Pardon me?
Acid reflux?
Yes, acid
mm-hmm.
reflux.
And you took Zantac for that, is that correct?
That's, well, I've taken many things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Zantac, Nexium, mm-hmm. Pepcid. I probably should have bought stock in these drugs.
Yeah.
then.
Yeah.
But for many years, even longer than that, I was sleeping in a more or less a vertical position.
Oh my goodness. From the reflux.
Because the reflux was so mm-hmm. bad that it would be like volcanic when I would go to sleep, and I was afraid of choking.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you tell us what happened after you got received treatments from Dr. Tong?
Well, after I got just a few treatments from Dr. Tong, the first time I was out there with my husband, it was the first time I was able, and I know I was so excited, I came in the next day. Because we lived so far away, we had to have more treatments, one after the other,
right.
daily. trying to get him to come and visit West Virginia.
I'll use a long needle, okay,
well,
for now.
I know.
Yeah.
But
after the first treatment?
It might have been first or second treatment. But I was so excited because I came in, I said, for the first time in my life, I have been able, you know, it had been so long since I had slept on just one or two pillows that I, you know, didn't, you know, my head wasn't bobbing around at night. I actually was able to lay flat and
sleep.
Oh,
my goodness.
And I'm still now on two pillows.
Oh, that's incredible.
And you don't have any symptom of diarrhea now since the first time, right?
I am very regular. I don't have constipation. I don't have diarrhea. Dang. Maybe once in a while, but that could be due
because
to
you're still on some junk food once in a while. That's what your husband said.
I know it. I admit. but we are trying to change our eating habits. And Dr. Tong, I felt so sorry for Olga, that in my treatments at times I would start crying, and Dr. Tong is just so compassionate.
Thank you.
One of the first times that I have ever had a doctor that I felt that truly cared, not just about my pain, but about me totally and my feelings. And I started crying, and he says, that's okay. That's good to cry.
Yes,
it's good.
Very true.
The energy will flow better.
You've got to get it out of your system.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the whole staff is very compassionate also. I mean, it's, if I have to work five jobs, and, of course, my husband is doing so well. In fact, he's totally off of all of his antidepressant medication, which he probably told you on the show when he was out there. And so this form of meeting, like you said, the East with the West knowledge, you know, your Eastern medication knowledge, you know, it does work.
Mm-hmm.
And
the whole point is that, okay, for more than a year now, your diarrhea and irritable bowel syndrome has been cured.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah,
right.
You have it for years, okay, but now you don't have it, and you're just like a normal person.
Yeah, and you've only had that treatment a year ago, right?
Yeah,
you haven't
about four times.
A year ago, right, and I'm not too sure how many I probably had. It was probably
four times,
I think. Was it four?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, because I know because I didn't start the treatment right when my husband started his treatment.
Anyway, Becky, we're running out of time.
Okay.
But thank you so much for joining us today. And
well,
maybe we can talk to you again soon, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Have a wonderful...
God bless things and continue success. And if people just knew that how much you can really help them.
Yes.
Thank you, Becky. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
Well, we're with Chang again. Why don't we just we only have a minute left. We can kind of talk about the feng shui a little bit.
Chang really believe in feng shui, okay? And this year, why you're sick? Because your garage is southeast,
right?
Okay, and then your front door is west, which is the injury area, but west is also the money area. So this year, your money comes and go easily.
Yeah.
I'm giving you two wind chimes you can put in a garage and also the southeast part of your study or bedroom.
Well, join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on CRN and 11:30 a.m. on KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.